1968 reunion. After having been absent from the homestead since 1963, a reunion was planned there for July 6th and 7th. The family was so enthusiastic that the majority arrived on the 5th and many stayed through the 8th. Over 350 of the Edwin Marion and Anna Maria Whiting family participated. The now traditional events of the Beanie Flipper contest, tire rolling down Sierra Trigo, the children's program and races, stories by the fire, movies of past reunions, etc., were enthusiastically carried on in spite of intermittent showers. In fact, a successful innovation this year was the children's parade, having a theme of "It's a Small, Small World." This was held in the recreation hall because of the rain. The meals were delicious and served outside to the talkative, happy families. Saturday night, the Ernest J. Whiting family presented a delightful surprise program of the colorful life story of their parents, and at the conclusion presented to each family a little book entitled The Ernest J. Whiting Coloring Book. Dances popular during various generations of the family, illustrating the love and understanding Grandpa Whiting had for youth, were expertly presented by the Herbert and Martha Brownberry branch of the family. At all the reunions, one is keenly aware of this youthful Grandpa Whiting quality. His descendants have continued to love and understand young people. The reunions are planned for them. Perhaps this is the reason they are so full of a combination of excitement and nostalgia. The Sunday morning meeting, combining Sunday school and testimony time, under the direction of Pres Wilford Shumway of St. John's Stake and Bishop John Whiting of Grand Junction, Colorado, was a fitting climax to the time of reuniting, fun and activity. There were fond farewells as the cars drove out the gates of that historic spot. Each one lingered a little, as if to say, "We'd like to stay longer, and we'll be back." A Milton Whiting was elected president.